Morning, everyone. Please be seated. So it's great to start off with all of you for our meeting for the Board of Public Works. And I'm glad to be joined by Treasurer Davis and Chief Deputy Comptroller Andrew Chappelle. Let's begin the business.
Am I the only one that works among me, the governor, and the comptroller? They want vacation and all that. And
I think both of us, Treasurer Davis, are missing out on these vacations.
Just saying, you know. Anyway.
So let's begin the business of the day. Good morning, Secretary Gonter.
Good morning, Governor. And good morning to you, Mr. Treasurer and Mr. Chief Deputy Comptroller. There are 28 items on the Secretary's agenda this morning and one report of emergency procurement contract award. However, at the request of Morgan State University, I'm withdrawing item 19, leaving 27 items on the board's agenda this morning, along with the one emergency procurement report for consideration. Happy to answer any questions.
Thank you so much, Secretary. Now I'd like to call up item number 4, which provides compensation through the Walter Lomax Act. Mr. Tavon Tull, for being wrongfully convicted and incarcerated for 6 years for a crime that actually didn't happen. He was only 23 years old at the time. In 2019, Mr. Tull was sentenced to 20 years in prison as the result of a misdiagnosis and mistaken prosecution. In 2024, the state's attorney reinvestigated Mr. Tull's conviction and found compelling evidence that he was indeed innocent. His conviction was vacated late last year. Mr. Tull spent 2,340 days behind bars for a crime that didn't happen, that he didn't commit. In that time, he lost not just his freedom, but so much more. He missed the birth of his first daughter and endured the deaths of both his father and uncle while being incarcerated. Inside, he was ostracized and repeatedly targeted by other inmates. 6 years were stolen from Mr. Tull, years that it should have been spent building a future, nurturing a family, and contributing his talents to our state. Instead, those years were lost to injustice. Mr. Tull today joins us this morning, along with his sister, his brother, his partner, and attorneys who were instrumental in getting his conviction overturned. Mr. Tull, if you could please stand up. Thank you for joining us this morning. And I want to say on behalf of Governor Westmore, myself, this board, and the people of Maryland, there are no words to express how deeply sorry I am for what was taken from you. While no repayment amount can undo the injustice or make up for what was taken from you, I hope today's action by this board provides meaningful support for this next chapter in your life. Thank you for being here.
Yes.
This is exactly why the Walter Lomax Act matters. These cases that come before the board are not just line items on the agenda. Their lives forever changed. We highlight them to remind ourselves that justice must be personal, that when the system fails, we have a duty not just to acknowledge the harm, but to right the wrongs and to help rebuild what was lost with dignity, support, and truth. With that, is there any further discussion on the Secretary's agenda?
No discussion.
Thank you. May I have a motion to approve the Secretary's agenda?
Motion so made.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Now we will proceed to the Department of Natural Resources agenda, which will be presented by Emily Wilson. Good morning, Ms. Wilson.
Good morning, Governor, Mr. Treasurer, Mr. Comptroller. My name is Emily Wilson with the Department of Natural Resources. We have 15 items on our DNR real property agenda today for your consideration. happy to try to answer any questions.
Thank you. Is there any discussion on the DNR agenda?
Discussion.
May I have a motion to approve the DNR agenda?
Motion made.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Wilson. We do not have any items on the USM agenda this week, so we will proceed directly to the MDOT agenda. Good morning, Ms. Radomski.
Madam Governor, Mr. Treasurer, and Mr. Chief Deputy Comptroller. For the record, my name is Valerie Radomski, Chief Procurement Officer for the Maryland Department of Transportation. Today, we are presenting 16 agenda items for your consideration.
Thank you, Ms. Radomski. Is there any discussion on the MDOT agenda? May I have a motion to approve the MDOT agenda?
Motion so made.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Now we're going to conclude with the DGS agenda. Good morning, Secretary Chowdhury.
Good morning, Madam Governor. How are you? Madam Governor, Mr. Chief Deputy Comptroller, and Mr. Treasurer, for the record, I'm Atif Chowdhury, Secretary of the Maryland Department of General Services. Today, the department is presenting 44 items in our agenda. We're withdrawing two items today, item 29S and item 43LT mod. Our agenda does feature 20 capital grants and loans totaling over $14 million. I did want to highlight one very quickly, and that's item 18CGL, which provides $1.5 million to the Western Maryland Scenic Railroad for infrastructure improvements, including vital repairs and maintenance on railroad tracks and bridge structure crossings, including the North Branch Potomac River Railroad Bridge. As we continue to keep an eye on minority business participation in our contracting, we do have 12 contract awards and modifications to certified minority businesses totaling more than $15 million. And we have agency representatives here to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you so much, Mr. Secretary. Now, I'd like to first highlight items 21 and 22, which are a series of items for the development of a monument on the grounds of the Maryland State House to honor African-American soldiers who served in the Revolutionary War. These are Black patriots who fought for freedom that they were denied. This memorial is not just about history. It's about justice long overdue. And it will be the first memorial on any of the country's 50 state house grounds that honors Black soldiers who fought in the Revolutionary War. I understand we have a speaker request for item 18, which is a request to award $1.5 million grant to the Western Maryland Scenic Railroad Development Corporation for vital repairs and maintenance on railroad tracks and bridges crossing the North Branch of the Potomac River watershed. In the interest of time, we ask speakers limit their comments to no more than 3 minutes. And I'd like to ask Secretary Gondrum to have the big pleasure of being the timekeeper to make sure everybody stays on track. With that, I'd like to recognize Wes Hines representing Western Maryland Scenic Railroad. Mr. Hines, good to see you.
Good to see you. Madam Governor, Administration, Secretary Gondrum, thank you for allowing me the time to actually represent Allegheny County and the Western Maryland Scenic Railroad Development Corporation. The $1.5 million represents more than simply repairing a railroad bridge. It's kind of boring and monotonous to talk about a railroad bridge. But what most people won't realize is that $1.5 million is actually an investment in a piece of infrastructure that will support the railroad operation for probably the next 30 to 50 years, long outserving my time with the railroad. The railroad is the number one front-facing piece of Allegheny County. And we know this through social media tracking and all the different metrics we follow. Last year, we saw 82,000 visitors. We know that our economic impact on the area is over $15 million annually and growing. So we just wanted to take this moment to say thank you from the people of Allegheny County and the people that work for the Western Maryland Scenic Railroad and all of those that come out and ride the train and experience what we have to offer in Allegheny County. So I've asked you before, I'll ask you again, Polar Express is coming up and we'd love to see everybody, but you always have a place and just let us know. All right.
Mr. Hines, thank you for staying within the 3 minutes. Thank you. All the way from Western Maryland.
Had to get it all out.
I think Treasurer Davis and I may take you up on, you know, going to the Polar Express simply because we haven't been on vacation yet. So maybe we'll take that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, there you go.
Santa hats are required and pajamas are required. So we expect to see you in both. All right. Thank you so much. Thank you, Madam Governor.
Thank you. And Mr. Hines, I want to say there is nothing boring about bridges and infrastructure. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm a civil engineer and I love this type of talk. So
I'll send you all the blueprints. You'll love it.
Respectfully disagree. Thank you.
With that, is there any further discussion on the DGS agenda? May I have a motion to approve the DGS agenda?
Motion made.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. So, Treasurer Davis, I understand you'd like to share a few words before we conclude today's meeting.
Thank you, Governor. I appreciate it. It's not a big deal, but after having talked stuff about the governor and the comptroller for not being here, I'm going to miss the next couple of meetings. I'm having a surgical procedure to remove a bulging disc in my neck, and it's going to require me to miss a minimum of the next two meetings. It could be more. Again, it's not to make a big deal about it other than to say, you know, when you see my chief deputy here the next 2 or 3 weeks, I don't want anybody to go, this guy was talking stuff and now he's not, you know, for the next month and a half. So that's, I'm going to have an extended absence. So that's, I wanted everybody to know why, so that there's no questions about, you know, why I'm not fulfilling my duties.
Well, thank you for sharing that, Treasurer Davis. And I think I speak on everyone here that we wish you a speedy recovery. And yeah, no more rumors about why Treasurer Davis is going to be gone for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, I wonder why you're thinking I'm sick.
Anything
like that. I'm going to be fine.
Okay. And then you'll be able to join Wes and I on the Polar Express, right? That's okay. Sounds good. So this concludes today's meeting for the Board of Public Works. The next meeting is scheduled for August 27th. Thank you. And the meeting is adjourned. And Jasmine, did we make the 27 mark? Wow. So there was a prediction the meeting was going to be under 27 minutes. We came way under. So I hope Governor Moore takes note of this to make sure the rest of the meetings are short and brief and concise as ours. Thank you.